This is a DJBooth.net exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Z, doing it real big, and joining me inside the DJ booth is a man who is preparing for the ultimate victory, set to drop his sophomore set on September the 18th. Please welcome Chamillionaire. How you doing?
Chamillionaire, man. Feeling good, man. Feeling good.
Still the mixtape Messiah, doing it real big. You got to be excited about this new album that's going
to
drop.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm excited just to even have a second chance. You know, some people don't even get that, you know, and I'm back at it. Got a big push ahead of me and, you know, a lot of exciting material, man. Just ready to get out here and grind it out like I did last time.
Certainly. After winning a Grammy and an MTV VMA, selling more than 1 million copies of The Sound of Revenge and an additional 4 million plus ringtones, did you surpass your own expectations going into your debut offering?
Yeah, definitely, man, because I didn't really even really set no real serious expectations. I just went out there knowing that I was going to push it as hard as I could. So when you finally look back at it and see everything that you accomplished, you're like, wow, you know, like a Grammy, and there's all these VMAs, VET awards, and, you know, 1.5 million records, 4 million ringtones, 5.5 digital sales worldwide. It's like, wow, you know, it's crazy.
Definitely. You just released for free download the third edition of your mixtape Messiah Street album series. Were there any album verses that you decided to throw on the mixtape, or vice versa, material that was intended for the mixtape that you decided was just too good and you had to keep it for the album?
You know what? My whole career, I've never really done that, man. Some people kind of like keep raps and just, they might do a rap for somebody and they think it's too good and they say it for a song. Like, I've always, I think that's a part of my success, is, especially on the mixtape world, is I've always just given them a high caliber of, you know, lyrics when it comes to that. And I just kind of just waste a lot of stuff. People will be like, man, you should have made that a song, or, you know what I mean? But that's what makes people interested in your mixtape so much, and that's what makes people interested in you. So it's not really a waste to me. Nah, whatever comes out, I just put it there. You know, I don't really think about it. You know, when it's time to do the album, I just do whatever comes naturally, you know?
Okay. Just endless material from Chamillionaire. I had scripted out a question about 50 Cent's comments regarding your status as an artist who does big numbers. Then I listened to the first track off of Mixtape Messiah Part 3, where you state that his comments don't bother you and reporters shouldn't go there. But then the next cut on the mixtape's a freestyle over his beat, I Get Money. Please explain.
You're very perceptive, man. you know, to me, it's not really a big issue, man, you know? You know, I really don't mind when people ask me about it, but, you know, like, people are making it out like it's a real, real big issue. Like, you know when it's a real beef or something like that. You know, 50 Cent just made some comments. He was frustrated a little bit. Somebody said my name in an interview, and then they kept saying my name to him, and then he was just like, you know, tell Kamina to go sell gospel records or whatever. I know the character of 50, so that's why I'm not really mad at it, because he's the type of person that will give you a very raw answer, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, you know, if you put Kanye West on TV, he might just, you know, keep it all the way real and do something unexpected. You got to know the nature of the person. So that's why I'm not really tripping off of that. And fact is that he sold so many more records and he probably has a bragging right. You know what I mean? He sold 20 million plus records, and I sold it at 1.5, which is good, you know, but, you know, compared to what he's done, I can't even sit here and go back to something like that.
No, understandable. Now, a lot of people think that 50 Cent decides to start fake beef with artists before his album drops as a marketing tool, and I know that you have come out and told everybody that your new album is going to be explicit content less. Is that how you really feel the industry should go, or is that also a marketing tool?
No, I definitely don't. I'm not one of the people that feel like the industry should be that way. Like, I probably wouldn't even be in a hip hop if it was all clean like that. You know what I mean? Like, some of the stuff that made hip hop, you know, from the Dr. Dre, Chronic, and, you know, all this stuff that I used to be into was kind of raw material, and it was the rebelliousness and the element of danger and the hip hop thing that made me love it. I definitely am not like that, but I just do me, man, you know? All I can do is be me. I've never really been a person that curses a lot anyways.
Yeah.
You know, I got brothers and sisters, and I've never been that person. It wasn't the type of language that I could use to my mom or anything, or to my parents. I've never really just been a cursing type person, but I did say the N-word a lot. This time I just decided not to do it, seeing a lot of white kids, you know, who really purchase all the music. They're the ones, like, lip-syncing it. When I'm lip-syncing it, I wasn't really feeling that, so I just try to this time switch it up.
No, it's going to help you sell a lot more records. Good move. Now, I've read that you consider the new album to be conceptual and that you truly pushed your creative boundaries. Who, what, or where did you look to for such inspiration?
Really, it's just the nature of the industry now. You know, it's just looking at TV and just watching all these songs come on. It's just everybody's kind of doing the same thing, you know, being in the club and VIP, you know, it's just like, man, I got to find a different lane, man. So that was why I was like, man, thinking of how I could do this album and the meaning. And, you know, I just don't do stuff for no reason. I don't just call an album something just because, or I don't call myself Chameleon just because it's the meaning with everything. And with the album, I wanted to be like a motion picture from beginning to end with skits and everything. And to me, that the challenge of pulling that off, it makes me interested in the project, you know what I mean?
Certainly.
It's kind of like an easy project that you're doing. If it's just real easy, you'll just kind of like breeze through it. But if it's something that's kind of a little bit, it takes a little bit more work, then you'll kind of like be more detailed with what you're doing. It's kind of how I treat the album.
I've already gotten the chance to see the videos for Hip Hop Police and Evening News, and they have you playing multiple roles as both an officer and an in-studio television reporter in addition to yourself, of course. Did you call up Eddie Murphy before you started shooting?
Nah, you know, it was crazy because when I rapped the whole songs, I kind of like had the imagery in my head. I was just rapping as other people. So then I was thinking about it, even when they went out of singles, I was thinking in my mind, like, man, how am I going to do this video? Are we going to have somebody else rap it? And the best way to pull it off is for me to do it. The only part that is different in my head is I never really considered the newscaster to be a white guy.
Yeah.
And then when it was time to do the video, I was talking to director Mark Claster, and he was like, man, that's what's going to make it big, man. You just got to be a white guy when you do this. And I was like, nah, because I didn't want to make it cheesy. You know, I didn't want to make it corny, and I was talking to some real stuff, and I wanted to listen to the message and not to go too far over their heads. And then I thought about it for a while, and then I just did it. And then I'm glad I did. It came out real dope.
How do you think the makeup artists and stylists did? Because you, I think, had a nicer head of hair than most CNN reporters.
Nah, he did real good. I was surprised. Like, even when I came out and I just looked at myself in the mirror, I was like, wow. It just felt weird, you know what I'm saying? But then I was walking around, and some people, they knew something was going on, but they didn't really know if I was, like, who was in the mask or who was somebody was playing around. And, you know, it was real dope, man. But it took me about 4 hours to get in that costume, and I had to keep coming out of it, too. So
it's probably going to be worth it, because that right there is probably going to win you another VMA. So cross those fingers.
That'd be a blessing if that happens, man.
Certainly. With so much to look forward to and so much success behind you, do you ever wake up in the morning and ask yourself, why me?
Man, you know, I don't know, man. I really don't question it. I feel like everything happens for a reason. But, you know, I ain't going to lie. Just like, wow, I must be doing something right. You know what I'm saying? For all this stuff to be happening, that's kind of how I be feeling. I kind of just stick with my whole little theme of doing things, man. Because the way I've been doing it kind of works for me. Thing kind of has worked out. You know, I just trust my gut, man. That works, you know?
So, yeah. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Exactly.
Due to the glitz and glamour of TV and internet coverage, the lives of most rap artists appear to be nothing but a breeze. So on a scale of 1 to 10, over the course of the last few months, you're wrapping up the album, you release a mixtape, you're doing promotions for the new album. How stressful is an average day for you? Is it anything like what people see in the media?
Oh, man, it's very, man. Like, every day it's like an 8, man, to me, you know, out of 10. You know, I can't say 9 or 10 because there's people that probably got real, real problems in life and deal with crazy stuff where their houses are gone. Like, imagine somebody that went through Katrina. Their lives ain't nothing compared, you know. Well, my problems ain't nothing compared to theirs, you know what I mean? But at the same time, yeah, it can be real stressful, you know what I'm saying? Because you're doing so much, and every day, especially if you want to be successful, you got to work so hard, you push yourself to the limit. You know, sometimes you don't even eat, you know? Sometimes I eat like one time a day. Or by the end of the day, I realize I haven't even eaten yet, or, you know, I'm just doing so much and just doing a lot. You know, it's a little time for a lot of stuff that you really want to do. It was a little time for the stuff that you have to do, you know? So it's still kind of crazy.
No, I understand completely, but don't let me hear again that you're not eating. I checked you out in the video. You're looking a little slim. You need to put some more weight on, so don't skip
man,
those meals.
Man, mom said the same thing, man, but I can't help it, man. It's the price of fame, man. I'm going to try to go eat. 100 million people come and ask me for an autograph. Anyway, the food's cold by the time I get to eat it.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Chameleon Air, the album drops September 18th. When all is said and done, what has to happen for this to be the ultimate victory?
Man, it's already the ultimate victory, man. It's already a win, man. You know, the album is really just about appreciating what's important in life, man. It ain't about the accolades or getting revenge or none of that, man. You know, it's just about loving life, man. You know, people that got millions of dollars and do all the stuff, and they're just miserable, man. You know, I just refuse to be one of those people.
Good for you.
Live life how I want to live it, you know?
Definitely. I couldn't agree more. Go ahead, give everybody your website, your MySpace address, so that my listeners and your fans can find out more about the ultimate victory.
You can check out chameleonair.com and especially myspace.com/chameleonair. You know, there's a lot of information up there. You know, I do like weekly blogs and stuff, man, and I'm real active on that, so a lot of people hit me on there. Also, we put the videos up there, so You know, anybody that hasn't checked out the videos can check it out. It's definitely a conversation piece, and you'll probably love it.
I wish you nothing but the best of luck on this brand new album you have dropping and continued success in the industry. You're doing something different, being both political and promotional, and I love it.
Man, thanks a lot, man. Good interview.